Are you ready to expand your psychic gifts? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman offers dozens of low-cost courses in psychic development, soul growth, guides and angels, mediumship, channeling, karmic healing, past lives, and more? These premium online courses are self-study, so you can work on your own schedule. Sign up for Sarah's courses now at sarahwiseman.com. Are you a psychic, sensitive, or seeker who wants to learn more? Welcome to the Mystic School with Sarah Wiseman, where we dive deep into all things mystic and metaphysical. Here's Sarah.
Welcome, everyone, to the Mystic School. I'm Sarah Wiseman. So happy to have you here with me today, as we round out June 2022 and heading into July pretty soon. So we are right in the middle of summer, aren't we? You can call in live to the show, 888-298-5569, 888-298-5569. And I'm happy to ask your questions about anything to do with the psychic realm, the mystic realm, all of sort of the intuitive and healing arts that we're working on. Today, our topic is about the mystic reads signs. Everything means something, every little thing. The mystic studies all signs and happenings as guidance for the path. Now, I want to talk about this because when we look at ancient practices, you know, we have people reading signs all different ways. And a lot of times people are reading signs from physical objects. So you might read tea leaves, or you might read the way that stones fall on a path, or a circle of stones that you throw. You might read runes or the I Ching, or you might read tarot or divination cards. You might even read the signs of the weather as it comes up, or nature signs. So all of this is about reading signs that have a physical dimension. And I think it's wonderful. So when we look at foretelling what's going to happen or noticing what's unfolding, it's not really that we're foretelling the future. We are noticing the pattern that's already unfolding. And so when we look at this from the physical, the reason this works is, of course, the micro reflects the macro. The smallest thing reflects the larger energy of what's going on. And so the universe is continually bombarding us with the smaller things so that we can hopefully pick up on the signs and follow along under guidance. But one of the things that I find really interesting is it's not just the physical things. That's definitely a practice, definitely something we can use. But if we're throwing stones every day, or if we're pulling an oracle card every day, or sometimes multiple times a day, we can get really confused by the information we receive, especially when we're using a practice such as, I don't know, oracle cards or the I Ching or runes, which go back to a particular definition. So we read an oracle card, a tarot card, and we get some particular card, and then we know it has a particular meaning. And then we're pulling multiple cards, and they all have specific meanings. And so how does our brain sort of put all that information together? And a lot of the times is our brain doesn't. It's an overload. We get too much information and not enough understanding. And yet, it's still valid to look for signs this way. The way that I work is, I use things sparingly. I don't think more is more useful than less. I trust that the universe is going to make known to me, or it's going to make known to you, the most important message for whatever it is that we're dealing with. Now, the universe is always guiding us to our highest potentiality, our highest possibility. However, this does not mean it's the most important thing on our life to-do list. The universe is always trying to help us become more expanded, more enlightened, more evolved, more relaxed, more calm, more compassionate, more loving, just like really better versions of ourselves in all the ways that really are important. It's about, you know, becoming transparent and becoming love. And so if you're trying to read a bunch of signs about your work or your relationship, the universe is like, you know what? That's great you're asking, and that's not even the question we want you to be answering. What we want you to be answering is, what's my next step, or what needs to be paid attention to, or how can I respond to this difficult situation? And so the universe, we may be throwing at the universe all these questions that are kind of like beside the point. So we may pull a bunch of oracle cards or whatever technique, whatever physical technique we're using. And the universe might be saying, yeah, okay, here's an answer, but you're like completely missing the point. You're completely asking the wrong question. So this is where we're always trying to work from one, the micro reflects the macro. So the smallest little thing shows you the answer to the big picture that's unfolding. And two, this idea that we want to look not from ego perspective, not from what our ego wants, what we think should happen. We're really trying to look from this elevated perspective of what is the soul wanting us to do, or how is the soul leading us? If we look at ourselves as an infinite being having many lifetimes, that's the nature of this mystic work, is that that's our idea, is that we have many lifetimes, and each lifetime we're evolving more and more. So that makes this particular situation that we're in, you know, a fight with a roommate, relationship problem, have an issue with our job, makes those kinds of things not as important. They're not the big soul lessons. And so we can lift off from what we think we want, or the more distracted way that society wants us to be. And we can look from a higher level perspective. How can I be a more compassionate person? How can I open my heart more? How can I have a deeper spiritual practice? How can I connect to this oneness that is what is actually happening? So the universe is always trying to show us this oneness. So we're going to talk a little bit more about different ways that signs come in just a moment, but I do want to take, we have a caller. We have and you guys can call in 888-298-5569, 888-298-5569, and it looks like we have Sandy calling from Canada. Sandy, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. What part of Canada are you from?
I'm from Victoria.
Ah, okay. So just up the ways from Portland and then Seattle and so forth. Nice. Well, what can I help you out with today? What have you been thinking about?
So I sometimes play with tarot cards, just to get messages. I find that when I do my own reading for myself or for my own health, which is currently what I'm trying to find some, you know, inspiration to deal with health issues, I'm just like, I just don't know what the cards say.
I don't know
how to interpret it. Maybe because I'm so anxious trying to find out what's wrong with my health, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, exactly. The cards provide too much information and not enough clarity. If you're kind of, or they provide information, but it doesn't quite make sense to you. Yeah, I exactly agree. Have you tried, are you familiar with how to meditate within your own body as an intuitive practice, like how to scan your body using medical intuition?
No, I don't know how to use that.
Yeah, so you can just go into like a really relaxed state and just start scanning your body, you know, like going from your toes up and just noticing like any areas that feel weird to you. And then if you get to an area like that, you actually just go into it and ask it, like you'd ask a friend, like, hey, what's going on here? Or, you know, how can I help you? Or what do you need? And you'll start to gain familiarity with like whatever health issues a person's having. You can start to gain familiarity of, is it a physical issue? So often it's an emotional issue that is sort of clamping down in the body, needing to be released. But you can have this sort of intuitive communication with your own body that's going to give you a lot of information. Does that seem right. like something you could try?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess for me, it's just like, you know, I heard that if you read tarot cards, you know, it's good for events, but it's not very good for health. Then I feel like my judgment or my mind gets so so busy, it's hard for me to really ask myself and be objective to it.
Yeah. Well, Sandy, one thing is, you know, yeah, tarot cards are just one, like there's so many ways to use to receive guidance. And tarot cards are just one tiny little part of all the things, one tiny little tool in the toolkit. And I think if you were to relax and just ask your body, like, show me what's going on, and your body will just, you'll start to receive messages in your mind. You'll start to receive synchronicities. And of course, you can always, you know, work with healthcare professionals. That's, of course, the first starting place. But this idea of having a relationship with your body, it's not just, your body has a consciousness and your body can communicate. And if you tune into it, it will tell you exactly what it needs. But so it's almost like you're using the wrong tool for the job. You're trying to use a hammer, but you need to use, you know, I don't know, a screwdriver. I'm not very handy with tools, but does that make sense to you?
Yeah. No, I think I will try to, you know, meditate and ask myself what's going on with my health.
Yeah, exactly.
See if that would help.
Yeah, and remembering that a lot of times things are, we have physical manifestation of emotional issues, and so you might be like, you know, why does my, just as an example, not for you, but just why does my lower back always hurt? And it may be that you're carrying the burden of a relationship, you're carrying a burden on your back, and that's why your back is hurting. Like, it's often an emotional response. It's not a physical thing. So asking the body, is this emotional? Is this physical?
Right.
And just seeing what happens.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Sandy, thank you. I'm going to let you go, but thanks for calling in. And
okay.
If you go to the website, there's a ton of information there about a lot of this stuff. So check that out. If you haven't been there before.
Okay.
Yeah. Sandy brings up a really good point about, you know, the most common commercial things that we have are tarot cards right now. That's what most people know about, or maybe they also know about crystals. These are just some of the tools. The idea of following signs and synchronicities is very important. So we can follow physical objects. We can use tools and props that are physical. We can follow signs and synchronicities. And we can also do this kind of deep visioning either with our guides, with the departed, with our bodies, with relationships, with political and economic situations in the world. We can read stuff simply by learning how to relax and go inside into whatever situation we're looking at and ask for information. And the benefit of doing visioning or tuning in, as opposed to using cards or other props, is that the information you get will be very specific to you. So whenever you're doing any kind of meditation to receive guidance, the universe will bring you information that is sort of customized to you. It will make sense directly to you. So say we take this example of Sandy. And I don't know if Sandy has a back issue or not. I used that just as an example. But if a person had a back issue and they went in and meditated on their back and sort of, they could probably visualize what's going on in their back. Does their back feel inflamed or twisted or, sore? They could visualize and sense this or feel it, and they could also go in and ask their back, almost like as an entity or as a consciousness, and say, "Hey, tell me what's going wrong." And the back might say, "I'm injured. You stressed me out from doing that workout." Or the back might say, "I'm strained. I need a different chair." Or the back might say, "I'm really tired of carrying this burden of your boyfriend's best friends that's been living at our house for 3 months. I can't carry that burden anymore." Or the back might even say, for some of you guys, this is a past life issue. I had a back problem many lifetimes ago, and here it is again, and this is what it's about. So the further we tune into these layers, the more information we can start to get about a particular issue, not just a health issue. We can look at, a lot of people are very concerned about political situation in our country right now. And we can look at, okay, we can tune into that situation as a consciousness or as an entity, and we can look at what it's really about. We can look and sense and meditate on what that's really about and where it's really going. So this fascinating practice of the micro reflects the macro, looking at the smallest little thing as a sign and being able to see the picture unfolding from there. Now, a lot of you guys listening are like more linear thinkers, literal thinkers, and you're like, "Well, that's ridiculous. It can't work. It's not possible." And I just want to say that it does work. It is possible. These are really ancient traditions practiced thousands of years by multiple spiritual traditions, and we're taking them in a more modern way, without some of the, I guess, religious overtones. We're just taking this part of the practice of how can we look in to see what's unfolding? How can we look in to see what's actually happening? I want to read a little thing to you about this idea of messages or information. Guidance arrives in feeling. This relates to this. The heart is where the soul resides. We have said this to you several times already. Do you begin to understand what it means? The universe speaks to you in feeling. The universe listens to and answers the call of your heart, and the universe communicates this response to you in feeling. When you live in transparency, with full awareness and expression of your heart's feeling, you begin to understand what it is to be free. So many of you live with hidden hearts. So many of you live with armored hearts. So many of you live in fear that if you allow even the slightest piece of light in, your hearts will shatter into a million pieces. This is not so. To live numb to your feelings, to deliberately numb out or hide your feelings, this is the greatest tragedy. Pain felt in the hidden heart is absolute pain, and in an instant it can be alleviated, opened, and healed with light. Crack open your heart, even the smallest amount, the tiniest sliver, and light will find its way in. And this is the sole reason of attempting to or having the practice of reading signs, whether you're reading oracle cards, whether you're reading runes, whether you're reading the I Ching, whether you're reading shamanic nature system, whether you're meditating, all the different intuitive ways that we can gather information. It's always about seeking illumination for what you're doing on your path. All of this practice of the being the mystic, the modern mystic, taking all of these ancient traditions to help us make sense of our lives, to help us make sense of our lives in a way that we are directly receiving information from this vast consciousness that is the universe. We're not getting it from our social media feeds. We're not getting it from our news feed. We're not getting it from what society says. We are going in and having this direct connection, no middleman required. And we are doing this through the practices of meditation, prayer, visioning, relaxing, tuning in, becoming part of. And in fact, if you don't know where to start, one of the best places to start is just relaxing and letting go of your own feeling of being important and feeling the oneness as what you're really part of. Feeling you're part of belonging to the collective and just kind of relaxing in that space, relaxing in the wisdom of collective soul, just kind of feeling that and completely dropping out of what people say you should do, what society says. Totally dropping out of the various social media that really, it just kind of means nothing, right? It's just all distraction. And the whole world is around you, alive and activated and communicating. I mean, you guys have seen it, like someone's in this beautiful, beautiful walk in nature. The trees are dancing and the breeze is flowing and everything is so activated and communicating. And there's the person on their phone, right? What are they, celebrity news? I don't know what they're looking at, sports news. just dropping out of that whole false reality and looking at where you really are and tuning into that. And then repeating this, doing this over and over, tuning into what you really are, part of the collective, what's really happening. The collective, soul collective, is communicating to you, and then noticing every little thing that happens, that you notice, that you're feeling, that an event that happens, a person that crosses your path, and all of this is guidance for you on the path. You know, for all of you who want to learn about this, we have so many we have tons of low-cost courses, and we have training, 2-year training, was 8-week to 2-year training program. It's an incredible practice, and if you are interested in this work, I would just love to work with you. Tune in next week. We'll have more live callers, and we're just kind of opening this up as we kind of get going. So listen in, and we will be very happy to be with you. Next week, we're going to talk directly about visioning, third eye seeing, and how to use guiding visions to really, really assist you in making sense of what's happening in your life and understanding how to make choices and decisions and understanding where the universe is trying to guide you and how you can let yourself be guided instead of fighting the universe tooth and nail to go in the opposite direction. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sarah Wiseman. You'll find me at sarahwiseman.com, and we'll be back next week with more from the Mystic School. Thanks for listening.
Want more of the Mystic School with Sarah Wiseman? Tune in for uplifting talk on psychic opening, spiritual awakening, and all things mystic and metaphysical. Want to connect with Sarah? Visit sarahwiseman.com. Have you always wanted to be psychic? Do you long to expand your gifts for personal or professional growth? Would you like to study directly with Sarah? Sign up now for the Mystic School, Sarah's certification program in spiritual intuition, where you'll learn with a supportive group of kindred souls just like you. Classes start every semester. Learn how you can become a student of the Mystic School at sarahwiseman.com.